National Dog Show, presented by Purina, will be shown from noon to 2 p.m. on NBC right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and football. We'd like to welcome back to the show the host. It is John O'Hurley. John, 17 years, am I reading that correctly?
18. We'll add another one.
18.
It's our 18th year, isn't that something?
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, you have dogs, right? You have two dogs or three?
Well, sadly, we lost one this year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, that's it does happen, you know that. But we have two, a little Havanese and a little rescue dog.
I have a dog. His name is Wrigley. The Riggs could never be on this show because he likes to do his own thing.
dog with his own personality.
I don't see any...
Personality of a cat, huh?
Well, I don't see any labradoodles on the National Dog Show, are there?
No, we don't. You know, the purpose of the show really is to celebrate the history of breeding. And the labradoodle is not really... it's kind of a mix, but it's not a registered breed.
Well, tell people what kind of dogs we're going to see in the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we have... the AKC has registries now from about 200 different... 200 plus, about 209 actually. 209 different breeds, and we'll have about 195 or 6 of them.
Wow.
On the show that day, on Thanksgiving Day. 2,000 of the, actually over 2,000, about 2,100 of the best dogs in the country. They've all been breed winners at some point during the year, and it's quite an exciting day, because this is a benched show, which means that the dogs and the owners have to remain in the arena for the entire day. So it gives the 15,000 people that show up in the arena there an opportunity to walk up and down the aisles, and speak with the owners of the dogs, and then not only get to see, you know, all 196 different breeds, but also have a chance with them and actually maybe find a dog that's right for them, that fits their lifestyle.
Are you ever surprised by anything you've seen over the years? You've said you've done this 18 years, the National Dog Show. Surprised by anything?
Absolutely. I'm always surprised by best in show. I'm always surprised by group winners. You know, I have my opinions and the judges have theirs, but it makes for a very entertaining and interactive day. I'm always learning something. Let me put it that way.
Do more people know you from the dog show or Seinfeld? Because I feel like the new generation, like my son, who's 14, doesn't know you from Seinfeld.
Well, you know, he may know me from SpongeBob or from Phineas and Ferb. I have that corner of the world covered as well.
That is so right.
But, you know, Seinfeld shows in 85 countries, and it's still one of the most popular syndicated shows there is. So it's, I would say, still from that, although the dog show is starting to gather its own crowd.
Now, have they thought about doing the dog show another day besides Thanksgiving, maybe doing some type of show in the spring or the summer?
We do. We have now the Beverly Hills show that we do on NBC early in April.
I didn't know that. And is that basically the same thing?
Very similar. We try to spice it up a little bit with a little more Hollywood. We have as many stars as we can pack into the crowd there. But, it's one of the largest shows in the country. And one of the most prestigious.
We're talking with John O'Hurley, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, Thanksgiving Day from noon to 2. This is a thing that NBC is trying to market. The noon to 2 slot is for the dogs.
That's right. That's right. Dogs until 2. That's our moniker right now.
Dogs
football after 2. Football can wait, as we say. But I have to underscore the fact that this is just such a brilliant piece of programming. We are viewed by 30 plus million people. Watch all of the airs and the re-airs of the show. So it's it makes it the number one by far the number one show in the world, and I would say also NBC's number one show all year long.
Isn't that crazy? 30 million people worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to think that this is such a great piece of programming on such a great family day. But, you know, the thing about it is everybody loves our dogs, but it's also something that everybody can watch. Whether you're 4 or you're 94, there's something in it for you.
That's so true. Now, your two dogs, do they sleep in your bed?
They do, yes. And the little rescue sleeps, it demands its spot right in between my wife and I.
Well, when did that happen? I could never, first of all, my parents did not have a dog growing up, but we have a dog, and our dog is slowly moving towards the pillow area now.
No, really? And shrouding you, yes.
Yes. the dog Wrigley sleeps on my left leg. So sometimes I'll wake up during the night and it'll be paralyzed. It's like, wait a second, I got to get some blood flowing. You got to move over a little bit.
I know. But that dog couldn't be happier. Let's face it.
We all love our dogs, don't we, John?
We sure do.
I got to ask you about Seinfeld. Seinfeld just sold the rights to his TV show to Netflix for a lot of money. I think Jerry and Larry David pocketed like over $100 million apiece. Do you get a piece of that action?
We still get our residuals.
Okay.
I run out to the mailbox every day, and I'm always happy. it's a happy little trip.
I loved your character, Jay Peterman. I mean, that show still holds up over time because you're just talking about everyday things.
It's everyday. It's just everyday minutiae is all it is. And they, you know, true to form on Jerry's comedy, he just takes it and he just strips every joke he can possibly out of just normal observational moments.
I love looking back at that show, how baggy the clothes were from back in the day. What were we thinking in the 90s, wearing the huge overcoats with the big shoulders?
Yep. It does date itself a little bit in terms of the some of the costumes and the fact that Jerry still has the antenna on his phone.
That is so right.
That also makes for an interesting experience because people actually had to talk to each other. They would sit down and they would talk to each other in a booth as opposed to getting on their phones and looking at their text messages.
Wow, we just had this conversation. Nobody talks to anybody anymore. It's all text messages or emails.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I know. We go back to the days of the ticker tape now.
Oh, yeah. Well, John, what's your training for the National Dog Show? What are you training for this week, next week?
Oh, I'm up and doing my calisthenics by 5:30. It's a rigorous a training schedule.
It's rough stuff.
We go through our dogs and we introduce new breeds every year. We have an African sighthound called the Azawakh, which would remind you of a combination of an American foxhound and a greyhound together.
Wow!
But it's a sighthound from Africa, so that's our new year.
Well, people can see it, the National Dog Show presented by Purina, Thanksgiving Day from noon to 2. John O'Hurley, always great to talk to you, John. Thanks for coming on.
You as well. Good to talk to you.